We are continuing our shiurim on Otot Chaim. We are now on Shai Yaakov Aleha Perkei, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis in the original editions, the old edition, and in Matok Midvash it's on page Shin Nun Vov. So Perkei, here we go. Va'achash is by Inin Leah. Ech nitkena alidei nahim de ima apenimim shebetoch zah. Now we spoke already about the binyan of Leah, a little bit of Rachel as well. It's more mavur on Etz Chaim. So ech nitken aridei nayim de ima penimim shebetoch zah. As we know that ima goes inside of zah and builds zah. Now what we're learning as well is that not only is going to the nahim of ima builds zah, it also builds Leah as well. Nevar ata inyam Achizosom im za atzma. So we're going to find now, not only we'll speak about a little bit about the construct of Leah, but also the connection of Leah with za. Two different bechinas. Ech yotzim oteya mitoch za eleha luchutz. How za will receive the nahim of ima inside of him, and then send that outwards. Remember, we know that she's in the back facing him. Send it back to his das and so on and so forth to build up her palsuf. Hine ader ze, hine ader shinzbar ech nivnetz Rachel v'nitken al yedei pchokim enayim dezah. We know that Rachel was told. We were told how Rachel's built, and not so much again in Otos Chaim, more in Etz Chaim. How she's built with the Nahi Daza, right? The Nahi Daza is split into nine Prokim, and that builds up all the nine Prokim of Rachel. Umehem Nasim Shlosha Kavim Sheba, and then Chacham Bagadati of Rachel is built. Kach Lea, Hashlosha Kavim Shela, Nasis Mechagat, and also the Das Daza. So the Nahi of Za is going to build Rachel, and the Chagat of Za is going to build. It's going to build Zah. Now, I want to just tell you, Agav, how Rachel, just to remind us of how Leah is built. Leah is not a normal part. So Leah is, the Rav calls her, it's not the emetic part. So really, all it is the Achoraim of Ima, which fell, right? We know when Bina came out from the Naim Da'ak, it broke. The Achoraim of Bina broke, fell all the way down. And that created Leah. Specifically, it was the Malchus of that Bina which broke and created Leah. Now, when it comes to Shas Tikkun, what happens is that the Malchus of Ima comes down into Zah. The whole Nai comes out. But not only the Nai, the Malchus as well of Ima comes down and sort of connects with that Malchus Bitzad Chitzonis of Zah. So we're talking about the Pnimis of Zah's Malchus. The Ima's Malchus goes inside the Pnimis of Zah. Connects with the chitzonis of that malchus, which broke originally, which is on the outside of Zah, and pulls it up, schleps it all the way up until where's the malchus at that point? The malchus, the penimus of malchus of imas by the das to Zah. Zulu mazu, and then the nai as well comes in of ima into Zah, and that's going to pass over the shefa into vaiza into Leah. That's going to build up Leah. We'll see more in detail how that's done exactly. That's what we're going to speak about here. Okay, now let's continue. Avot tzor levaya, kine rosh rochel maschelis mechazi deza v'lemata v'sham kivan yistayim koma deza ve'el malchus nogas b'chavelta. You ever such a lotion, Tavim? Ein malchus nogas b'chavelta. That means that, let's talk about this. That means the Leah is the back of Zah, from the das to Zah, all the way down to halfway down his back, well, a third of his back. And that's where Rachel starts. So each one's a Malchus. So, Ein Malchus Nogaz Bechavelta. Hine, Anu Roim Bechush Arois, we know, Shekashia Yifshot Odem Zosa V'yodov Be'orech Hemshech Gufo Perknika Kubdu Belaz Yegi Ad Siyum Aguf ושאשני פרקים שהם זרוע עצמו והיד ישארו ניטלין משטל שלים למטה על גבי הירחיים שהם נצר ההוד הזהות. ואם כן, למה ליה נבנה משלוש הפרקים הזוהר נמצא שנכנסת בגבול רחם מאוד מאוד? יש לנו קשה? Nobody? It's as follows. It's as follows. Now, we said that the Na'iv Zah builds up Rachel. The Chagat Zah will build up Leah. Now, the Chagat Zah is what? The right arm, left arm. Now, if you just stand up and you put your arms down to your side, how far do your arms go down? How far do your arms go down?
How far they go?
It's okay.
They go down to your legs, right?
Not
mocha. Not mocha. Look, it goes down to his legs. So he's standing up, right down to his leg. Halfway down.
That's
his
leg. The end of the goof.
Right. Now, the problem is, put your hands there again. That's a rachel.
That's the end of the goof.
Now, the rachel is where?
Is from here?
No, by the chest. Here.
Yeah.
By the chest, right here. Right over here, by the chest, you can see over here, that's where Rachel stops. Now, if you put your arms down, it goes all the way down your legs. Now, we have a bit of a problem now. Which there's a cloud that ain't Malchus Nogas Bechaverta. That means Rachel doesn't go, Leah will not go into the Gvulim of Leah. Mitzad Achwa, I'm telling you that Zah's arms,
which are Chagat,
Chesed and Gvulim, are going to build up Leah, but one second, his hands go all the way down, well into Rachel.
But it's time a stira lechora, no stira lechora. It's time something which is not, is missing a certain equilibrium within Zah itself, because you got Chagat Nahi, and the etzem, the part of the Chesed and Gvura are covering in Etzachod, without speaking about Rachel and Leah.
Okay, we're going to speak about that exactly. Everything else in the Kav and Sai is Mesudah.
Yeah.
Right? The head is on top of the Chaga, the Chaga is on top of the Netzach. So that's all Mesudah. The only funny evorim which don't fall in this category are these arms. You know, they go up and down. You know, they're not really anywhere. We're going to discuss that, exactly how that fits. Okay? So let's see how he answers. Aval bio inen hu kach. והנה נסבר לאל בפרט של זום פרק בייס שזרוע ושוקיים, that the arms and the legs הם אבורים ממשיכים ממשים מבוסו ועצמוס. We know that the arms are solid, right? You saw that? Now ואין אור יוכל לקבוע בו ולצאת חוץ זולתי בין פרק לפרק. Now the oil which comes inside of it cannot seep out, but rather only by the prokim. See the prokim? The joining of the two, we have three prokim in the arm. You have this part, it's called the kubdu. This is called, right? This is the second part of the zroa, and this is the kafiya. So besides that, you have the joining parts. That's where the oil can seep out. No other place. Besides the fingernails that we spoke about. Now, there sham evshishol yikanis betocho, but it tells me they can go in, come out. Kishamu mokum chalul, it's empty. Va'ava bishu sosu, even though it looks closed, bokeh o v'nichnas betocho v'yotze. Okay, got it? The light can go in and out only in those places. V'hine. Because ro'am elu yesh shlosha prokim asher leya nivnis b'achoreyem. Now, Leah is going to be built, as we said, from the right arm, from the Chagat of Zah. Leah is going to be built because she's standing right by his Chagat. Well, a bit higher than the Chagat. She stops right in the middle of the Chagat a little bit. Now, she's going to be built ba'achorim, on the back side of that. Let's just put a thinking caps here again. Okay? So we have the Moach of Chokhmah that's coming down on the right hand side. We're going to have the Moach of Bina on the left hand side. Now the Moach HaChokhmah is going to go in which sphere? It's going to go into the sphere of Chokhmah of Zah. It's also going to go in the Chesed of Zah. Love it. Are you still with us? That the Moach HaChokhmah is going to go in the Chesed of Zah. Now, let's solve Za'at, because Za'at needs Chochma. It's going to go right into his right brain, and then the Chochma is going to go, the second part of the Chochma is going to go into his right arm. And also then the third part of the Chochma is going to go into his right leg. That makes sense? Let's talk Hatzmo. Vada shu yorid me'ela litata bechinas or yosha. Okay, this is called what's called the Shefa coming down, beder or yosha. Comes from top to bottom, very partial. Obevada itchila yorid o memoach aniska. It goes down from the moach, and then v'nichnas per rishon bezroa shu mechuba ima ketef atzmo dezav. Again, three parts first. The or chokma is going to go into the higher part. And then it's going to go into the middle part of the arm, and then it's finally going to go, the Or Chochmah is going to go. Again, we're talking about the Or Chochmah, the second Chelik Or Chochmah. The first Chelik Or Chochmah stays in the brain, right side. The second Or Chochmah is split into three parts. First part here, second part here, and third part over here. Now, Mechuba Meketiv Atzmaz, Misham Yored Or Per Sheni, or Misham Per Shlishi. If Shara Za, he Or Yosha Milele Tata. That's where Zahar receives the Shefa from the passage above, from the top to bottom. Shu o hazochem. That's o hazochem. Now, aber mashen kein berochel nukva dezan. Also, this applies to Leah. How is she going to get o? How is she going to get o? Remember this very big cloud. Sha'arosehi besod o chozer mitat leela. Okay, Dorit. If I were to ask you now, how is the part of nukvi? How is she going to receive o? If you tell me she gets a veder chazora, when the O goes from mile tata le'ela, nika O nukvi, that's called a feminine O, feminine hashpah, comes from mitata le'ela. Kemuvuar, this is an etchai shalom medalid, etzleinu ech ache she yordu achasodi mile'ela le'tata besod zav. Chozu lalos mitata le'elav az mivichinas oze nasis racha. You got that? We do this three times a day.
Who's we?
We, the mispalalim, the Jewish people. Us, the Jewish people, we pray three times a day, and through the beginning of the bracha, we build up racha. We send down the shefa, as he explained over here, the shefa calls mile'ele le'tata, der or yosha. That's the Zohar. Comes all the way down, goes down to the Yesod, and then bounces back up. When it bounces back up, then you know you're starting with the parts of Nukvi. Parts of Nukvi, now she's built up, but the O Chazorah. It's called the O Choyzer. Teateleirem. So he says, Rakimuvot Leinu, Ech Ache She Yoldo Chasodi Mele'ele Tate Be Yesod Design. I always go, all the Chasodim are going to gather into the Yesod Design. And they're going to bounce back up. Chozu lalos mitat leila as begins all yosha nasis rochel. I'm just telling you that happens in the first few words in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, right, v'chein aya inin b'leia. Okay, that was all barachel. Same thing b'leia. She's also nukve. Partsuf nukve. She got me nukva v'nivnis alidei or chozer. Again, when the Or Chokma comes down into Zah, and it goes, the Or Chokma starts going into the first part of the Or Zroa, Perek Elyon, Atzof Perekahu, Der Yosha Ada Atzil, Nika Kudu, which is the elbow, goes all the way down to the elbow. As kasher rotsa matzila elyon sheyivne sham parzuf leya, and therefore when the Ibshtus wants to say, okay, stop the off from coming down, we're going to start now building leya. How this is going to happen? Chazar ha'o ha'o milemata lemala. You know what happens? It makes a reverse turn, a 180 degree. The O comes out. No, sorry, I take that back. Rewind. It goes. Comes down into the arm, goes back up the arm, and comes out of the shoulder. You knew that?
No.
Okay, sounds like you knew it. As kasher rotsa matzi nachom, or kasher rotsa matzi leilion shivnei sham the parts of Leia, choza o ahu mahahu, ahu, sorry, choza o ahu milimala limata, mina tzil ad rosh pekes elyon, the mokom shchiburu beketev, that means right here, right? By the elbow, ומשם יצא אור לחוד, then it comes out, right? It goes all the way down, comes all the way back out, and from the shoulder, ומשם יצא אור לחוד, בגילוי מחוד עד הסחול הזה גורן, it's going to jump from here, from the elbow to the back of the neck. That's where it's going to float up.
Why the back?
Because that's where Leah is, in the back of Zah. Ha'or azu nasis b'chinas chesed, because it's coming out from the chesed of Zah, right? This is right on. Shu'u zro yamin, de Leah besod ochoze nukfi. So what part of Leah is that going to create? He doesn't say, but it's going to form the sphere of chesed. Now, I thought we talked about Ha'ora. The Ha'ora is B'chinas Chesed, because it's coming from the Zwa Chesed. But he doesn't say what it's going to build, but it's building the Chesed of Chesed of Leah. Va'al Derezi Ayah B'Zwa Svoli B'Za. Also, same thing. The all of Bina is going to come down into the left hand side. It's going to go all down to his left brain. And then it's going to go to his left arm. It's going to stop by. It's going to drip down his elbow. Sorry, drip down his arm. All the way down to his elbow, back up from his elbow, out through his shoulder, back to the left-hand side of the neck, and that's going to build up the gvur of Leah. Right.
Leah is what is panim ve'ach.
Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, his right is against her right. So that would make sense. Even though that's not such a shrek kasha, I mean, we do find other things. For example, we find Abba ve'ima are face to face. So really, his right arm is facing her left arm, but after the king, we still call that Yami v'Yamin.
Isn't
what? No, I'm saying that we find Lashon is that even though the opposite direction, we still say her right arm is facing his right arm, which is a bit difficult to understand. Here it's not so sure because she's facing the back of him, so his right arm is mul her right arm. So let's see that. Saiba adel zehayikud bezroa smoli deza kiperg elyon shebo his right arm. Sorry, Perik Elon, his left part, the top part of his left arm, Nasis wa hagvur de Leah. The Bechimas Ochoze ad Haskolas Goren Gamkin. So as far as there. Let's continue. Vachikach on page Shin Samach. Vachikach Me'or.
Min Ha'ora Yiret.
Sorry?
Min Ha'ora Yiret. What
do you have, sorry? Me'or?
Min Ha'ora Yiret Biyoshe.
You don't have chesed? But the truth is, it's not the or of chesed. We have the gifts of or of chesed, but it's not the or of chesed. It's the or of chochmah. We know it's only the chabad comes down. So it's the or of chochmah, which is going to spheres of chesed.
Yeah.
So achikach, I'm just going to add in a few words here. Achikach me'or chochmah, the spheres of chesed, ayored b'yoshev b'perek sheni dezwa yamin atzil. So we're talking about here, so it's coming all the way down from the elbow. Now it's continuing downwards to the kafiyah, not included, right? To the what's called the wrist, coming down the wrist. So it's going to go back up, all the way up to the elbow, right? Up to the elbow, and therefore, v'yotza mishalta misham memokam ma'ati lochud v'giloi v'aznasya netzar shoshok yamin deleyam nimshar ad hascholot perek rishon dezora memokam chibur elaketef. So what's going to happen is like this: it comes all the way down from the elbow down to the wrist. It's going to make a U-turn, come all the way back up. We're talking about this is Zah. It's going to go back up Zah's right arm, and then come out, and then go up, and it's going to go all the way up to the Ketef, going up to the shoulder. It goes up to the shoulder,
outside,
and the back side of it, and that's going to create the Netzer of Leah. Nimsa, Netzer de Leah, Nasim Beperak Sheni, the Chesed, I added that word in. The chesed de zam, aval eino omed ela kenege perek rishon. The chesed leya nasim perek rishon of the chesed of zwa de zam. Okay? So our netzach is going to be here, equivalent to his shoulder. And her chesed is going to be equivalent to his neck. Okay? Yeah. Here, no, actually, Okay, up to the shoulder, right? So let's see that again. As nasid netzach shu shok yamin de leah, that's going to happen through the fact that it goes up from the atzil all the way up to the sorry. It's going it comes out from the atzil and then it goes parallel all the way up to the ketef. You know what? It's a good idea. Let's read that paragraph again. Va'achika mo'or hachochma b'sfiras hachesed ha'yored b'yosha b'perek shading the zwa yamin the atzil. So it's going to come down to the second perek.
You got mo'or hachochma.
I added that in because it's not the or chesed. I just thought it's the or chochma.
Which is
in the sphere of chesed. So the sphere of chesed, but really we're looking at the moichim. So we're talking about the or chochma, which is creating this. It's going down the chesed of zah, but which particularly the second part, which is over here, it's going to go down to the ad per kafaya, which is going down to the wrist. You got it, David? It's going down to the wrist. Chod ba'olam b'sod or chod anuk the ad atzil mematzilim. It's going to go all the way up to the elbow. It's going to come out. Now, as nasid netzach shu shok yamin d'aleah, it's going to make from there, from the elbow, it's going to make the right leg of Leah. The nimshak ad, and it's going to go ad from here all the way up to here. That's going to be her whole right leg. From here, from the elbow, all the way up to the elbow, on the backhand side, nimshak ad chilat perek rishon de zohar. The mokim chibur ele ketef. That's going to be her right leg. Nimsa ki netzar delei anasim v'perak sheni dezah. Aval eno omed ela perak rishon. So really, it's really this part that makes it right. But it's only it's only this part goes down, yeah. Goes back up. So really, this part is the shefa.
Yeah.
It's making the shefa, which is there originally. But where she's actually be standing, her right leg is going to be connected this higher part. So, if you put your arm down, that's where you're going to find her leg.
Yeah, and therefore it's not...
still going to be a kasha. We haven't asked him the kasha. It's still lower than...
Oh, that's right, no? Still the
kuyitza. No, right. It's nichnas b'machos
b'chavad.
Yeah. So that's an answer to the question. We're still trying to understand that in malchus nogas b'chavelta, so but this is still going further down.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's continue. V'chesed leia nasim v'perek rishon. Okay, aval eino omed ela, but and the chesed of leia, where's that going to be? That v'perek rishon the zohar v'zam. Aval eino omed ad lemale mimenu, keneged moko mascholos goron ad v'perek elyon the zah keniska. V'davos a gom liot hara yotzi mitata leila keniska. Okay. So even though the first part of this chedek creates the chesed of Leah, but she's actually going to be a bit higher. She's going to be higher over there. Ve'adel ze behold v'gvod the Leah nasis meperek rishon v'sheni zura smaller. The exact same thing is happening on the left hand side. Gam tam eyod ha'inen haniska kachu kidei she'er mokum. She used bolbo parzuf Leah. Now this is all in order to accommodate Leah because she's on the backside of Zah, right? Right, Tommy? Ve'lo titzrich leredes ligvul Rachel kamo sheikshenu leher. Ba'ofen she nidratze hakusha nizkeret lemal. With that we answer the kasha. Share ein ragle Leah yordim ad sof. So therefore, if you put your arms down, how far your arms, your elbows, that's as far as the netzach goes, it goes all the way down to half your body. And he says, with that we answered the question, with all the mafashim jump on this, they say, what do you mean? You say, you haven't answered anything over here. Because Rachel stops over here, right at the top of your chest, it's from here, there's the top third of your chest, and your elbows are much lower than that. So, weiter, chodzi kushle dote, you see that Leah is nichnas into the gvul de Rachel. So what does it mean over here? So the Ganash asks this question. The Ganash, in the Hagos Ramaz and Ois Reish Mem Beis, the back of the, we have in the back of the Otot Chaim, the old edition also in the back of Mavor Sha'orim, which is the eager place for the Ranash and the Ramaz, he has discussion with other Mefarshim as well. Now, He says a very interesting teretz, but we're not going to still on that right now. Actually, sorry, I take that back. He blames Sarochi, and he doesn't stand with the Arizal at all. But the Bati Degani, he brings down over here, the Bati Degani in Dimon Masri and Ragle, he gives a very nice teretz. So I'll read out the teretz over here. Are you clear the kasha? Yeah. So here, Mavoa Le'el, in Shah Patsuvi Zum Perak Beis, Shabbat is Pashas of Mochim Nezah, Aza magia et yada v'rosh yerochav yerkav kedei shishpashto amokim miyadav letoch yerochav v'hine anachno roem b'chush root she'az atzili yadav midrachiki me'aguv eino omdim b'yosher ele ba'alaksan omegiem ad keneged chazet v'nimza she'lea abikabeles ונתכנס מהאורות המוחים דזה המבוע בפרקים הוא בשעס הספשטוס המוחים בתוך הזעם כמבוע בשעה כבונס ואז מוקרא שסיעו פרקים ראשון עם דזרוע הזעם מגיעים רק עד החזה דזה כנזכר לכן מוקרא מעמיד אז לאה הוא רק עד חזה דזה אף לפי שדבר so what is he saying? He's saying as follows that he looks at the person's body and you see that your arms, if it's interesting enough that if you look at your arms are only attached to your body or stuck to your body only until around here, to your biceps. If you stand up straight, you find that your elbows, not everybody, but elbows, mikan, no, I'm saying you can't, your arms are not stuck to your body. No.
When you
standing still, are they touching your body or not?
Depends if you put your hands to your sides or not.
No, it depends which part of your arm. The higher parts of your arm, look, they're really attached. You can't put your hands to that. They're attached.
Normally, that's what you
they're stuck. They're touching the body. Masha ankle, the lower part of your thing is not touched. You can put your hands over here. It's just, that's the way the body's built. So he says, that's a simon to tell you that attachment only goes to the chest, the first part of the chest. That's a simon to tell you that the etzem, the rach, the layer is only built with as much of attachment that the arms have to the body, which is the zroa, which is the arms of za, that's where Leah goes to. That's what the Rav means. Now, so it continues. Vaz mocha shesima perikim rishonim the zroa the zamegim rag ad chazit the za kinizka lechein amoka mamid etzleah hu rag ad chazit the za. ואף הפי שלפעמים הזה משטל של מיודו ולמטה ואורי ואז מגיע סיום פחוקים הראשונים של הזרועות עד ציבור. We know the hands can go as far as the even further, but it goes at least to the ציבור. לכן לפעמים נכנסים עקבי לים תוך גבול רחב כמבוע בשער רחב וליה פרק ימר. But we saw this launch, this is another question of Mepharsha Maskin. We saw that early on that the Rav told us, the Arizal told us that the ankles of Leah dip into the keser of Rachel. Mm-hmm. So you see, is nichnas. So we see kama rayas, kama mekormes. Tak it is nichnas. So he says she lifam nichnasim ikvei Leah bekeser shel Rachel. But he's metaris. No, that's not sure. Ki ein ze mekormo umemshalosa shel Leah ela shel Rachel. What was the lashon? The lashon over here was a good cash. We started because ein malchus nogas bechaverta. The memshala that a particular malchus has, the another malchus cannot impose themselves in that memshala. It cannot take precedence, yeah. Right? But it can go down together oreach.
Yeah.
It can go visiting, but it cannot have a shlita in that malchus. It's that. So that's for emphasis. That's a very, very nice teretz. So one part he wants to say, first of all, is that the metzias is, it's not that we don't use the entire arm, we're only part of the arm which is attached to the body. And second of all, even though we find taka, the legs of Leah actually go into Leah, and that's taka before, she can't get away with that. Then you've said that's only bederech arai and not bederech kfiras. And therefore that's not, doesn't show you the klal of Ein Malchus Nogas Bechaverta. Okay, let's continue. Now, Ve'adel Zehu Bekav Smol. So far we built up, what have we built up, Rabbi Yisrael? We built up the chesed and netzach of Leah. We saw how that's yoinik from Zah. We also found how the Bina, not the Bina, sorry, but the Hoid and the Gvura of Leah, how she's yoinik from Zah. Now we're going to say, what about the Kavan Zah, which is Tiferes? Adel ze aya bekaven soy she'ala o memata lemala v'nase kaven soy sheba shehu atifer sheba. Same thing over here. So again, the shefa is going to come down. The moachna of das is going to come down. It's going to come down through the head, through the das design, all the way down to the tiferes. It's going to do b'der o chozen, come back out. Into the tiferes of Nukva, of Leah, and that's going to build the tiferes of Nukva. Now
the netzach of Leah is longer than the chesed. The chesed,
huh?
The chesed is just in the goron. The chesed of Leah, and the netzach is all this.
The chesed, yeah. The chesed of Leah is at the Gaon, from the Das.
It's just the Gaon, right?
What?
The chesed of Leah is just the Gaon.
Yeah, from the back of the Gaon, yeah.
And that's actually quite long.
No, at the chesed.
Yeah, it's longer. It can mean that the Gaon is a bit longer.
Yeah, the Gaon, you can see how long the Gaon could be. Yeah. So and the Tifel is going to be also in that position over here, but the back of on the back. Now, but what about the Yisod? Yisod is a little bit more tricky. How do we build up the Yisod of Leah? Omnam bechinas Yisod ein ba. There's no Yisod. Ki ein la rak et Tifel ze nasim kenegis shlish elyon Tifel ze zah. Aber Yisod ein la nasim ba ad shetitnehu la ima. Ima is going to give the Yisod. Venetuna toch zah. Beshlish rishon the tiferes is zayampi. Kemo shemuvua bekavona veyavo beyud gimel midas. Vesham is vayer ech nivka yesod the imam v'yotze v'nitna el leah va'ayin sham inyan.
And what was it now? What to speak about chokma of what? Chokma de'abe.
What?
Why do we say? We said that everything started because of the oil of chokhmah de
zah.
Of chokhmah de go into chokhmah de zah.
Chokhmah, yeah.
Ah, okay. So for
the chokhmah de zah goes into the levushim of ima, and that creates the chesed netzach, yeah. And the bina de zah goes into.
You saw to wait a special thing of moichin being given to zah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we need to wait.
In
the meantime, there's no
Yisrael to Leo. That's right. Now, the Sheren Sosen as a stirum, it's some in Kavanah, it's some Agav, not really in the Gita all the time, but some as a stirum is when exactly is the Yisrael, when did this happen exactly? The sword of Leo was being built, as a stirum. In one place, states that it happens at the beginning of Tefillah. At the beginning of Tefillah, the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, we find that the Yisod of Leah is being built. Mitzad Ach, we also find another place in Shmoneh, we also find a different place in Tefillah, which is Vayavo, Tachano and Vidui. There, Vayavo, and when we say the Yud Gimel Midas, right, it's not Nusser Ashkenaz, Nusser Sfardi, that we see the Yud Gimel Midas, there we find the Leah is built. So which one is it? The beginning of Tefillah, the end of Tefillah, what's
it's the right of Nusser Ashkenaz, it is the Vayavo.
What? What's the
right?
He says before, just as a Yavo, you give me this, right? So the Shaili is where is it going to be built? So the Shemen Sosem answers that depends which Chedik of the Yisod you're talking about. Are you talking about the Chitzonis of the Yisod or the Pnimis of the Yisod? So the Chitzonis of the Yisod is going to be built at the beginning of Tefillah. And also, actually, it's preempted actually in Kreshim, Abol Shem Kivod Ma'otolam, you start building up Leah. It continues in the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei. You start building up Leah a bit more, but you're building up the chitzonis of her. And when you get Vayavo and you start yelling out the Yud Gimel Midas, then you start building up her klipnimis. That's the mark of when exactly in Tefillah. That's what he's mentioning over here. Let's read that again. Omnam, bichinis yisol de ein ba ki ein la rak tiferes and nasim mekineged shlish elyon the tiferes of zah. So all we have divided is the tiferes of zah doing this. Aber yisol de einu nasim ba ash titnehu la ima. Ima has to come over. V'netuna v'toch, which goes into zah, of course. V'shlish rishon the tiferes of zah. She goes as far as again shlish elyon. Kemo shemuvah bekamons v'yavo v'yudgimam midos. That's where it's Mavu, again with building of the Pnimius over here. That's where he mentions Vayav as opposed to Akel, Agel, or Gibbon, Ve'anor. That's when you start building up Lea. Vesha'a Mavu, Vesha'a Nizvayer, Ech Nikva Hayesod Ima. So that Ima splits open. We see because it's Kutsu the Sara, Arich actually comes down. He flips his hair backwards, hits the back of Zah, which hits the back of Ima, goes into Ima, breaks her Yesod, and then sends out a Ha'ora that gives over the Yesod, the Leah. Got that?
No.
Okay, doesn't matter. So I go. Okay. Now, right? We also say the Indian over there of building up the assault. Nisbah Indian Asir's parts of Leva Roche. Visham is by Ki Az Adaim Lo Nasu Belea Rak Shiva Tachton Sheba. Vigama Dashila.
No, is that what you said as well? In that,
that's the stira. So, is in Vayavo? It mentions Vayavo, Vayigam. Then he talks about Akela Gilagibo, which is the beginning of tefillah. So we answered.
Okay.
Depends. We talked about the chitzon and the penimis.
I mean, it's yadei na nasa b'liyavo d'zat sheba. That's including Yisoy.
Right.
So, not. Okay.
Right, so in the first part of the bracha until you're building up the zat of Leah, of Rachel Leah, that includes the Yesoid. That's only the chitzoides of the Keli Yesoid, and then Vayavo. That's the previous paragraph we read. Vayavo, you give me this. That's when you're going to building up the pnimis of it. Now obikas akonim. Listen to this. You know what happens to Birkas Konim? Love it. You know what happened in Birkas Konim?
You get a bracha,
but what else? Ari day, nisis kapayim, nasis chokhma bina. Gamker, Elea, Einsham. You wouldn't have guessed in a million years that's what you're doing in Birkas Konim. Birkas Konim, have in mind, the kavana is that you're building up the chokhma of bina of Lea.
With the Kohen's are in this corner.
Yeah, but you also.
These
in Israel
don't give any
brocha. You also mechavdim. Oh, no, he's going to explain it. So divided, we build the lower parts of Leah. Now we're going to build up the Chochma Bina Das. So how that happens? Who be often this? Shadas the Leah Nasis Midas Dizah. That's an easy one. Share keneged mamish kenegdo mamish omed keniskalel. Right? So her das is mamish by the das is ayida. Kenegdo. It's going to lead us to another kasha. Aber shnei mochim de chokma bina de lea, who mamish inyan nisias kapayim de konim. Kemuvo tzleno, bekavonis bekas konim, kemuvo on. Right? Ve inyan bekitzo. This is how it works. When we talk about Zah, just imagine we're talking about a Yisrael as well, which is connected. Every Pu'ula does is moving also this Pu'ula. The same Pu'ula is happening in the Parsufim. So therefore, Zah, imagine, is raising up his head. Now they have to be on both sides of the head, remember. But often, she roshe etzbos ye mamash nigbahim keneged rosho, have to be mamash to level with his head. The etzbos yodah yamin ye betzad yamin shvedas, on the right hand side of his das, this is his right brain over here. And then, be etzbos yad small keneged small the das, right? Is that true?
Yeah, automatically, yeah.
Is that the halacha? You have to raise up your hands?
Yeah.
I thought it was shoulder height, no? That's okay. You're not supposed to raise it up higher than the shoulders, huh?
I think it's shoulder.
Huh?
Yeah.
But it's interesting. But he's mentioning it has to go mamish side by side your head. It doesn't have to be here, but it could be here as well. Really, pashtus should be here, right? So the right arm should be like this, because and the left arm is on the right side inside of your brain. Because again, we're trying to bring, build up the chokhmah, the bina of Leah. As yotzu od besod o chozer mimata lemale derek tzovos etzbos mibein atziponayin kenizker leed. You hear that? As misgalim sham venas bechinas chokhmah bina deleah mishtek tzovos das. The das. That means the Heine. What's me mata le mata? What are we doing? I think I was going side by side. No, we're talking the Das is lower than the Chochmah Bina.
Yes.
The Shefa is coming milimala from the Yisod of Ima into the Das, making a U-turn up the Das, up to the Chochmah Bina, coming out of the Chochmah Bina into the Chochmah, which is creating then the Chochmah Bina of Leah. But in this particular instance, it's going into the arms. Into the arms and coming up between the nails and the bossa, right? Do you ever see that by the corner, the way the shefa comes out between his? Oh, okay, you're not supposed to be looking. They come straight out from there because it's right by the chokhmah bina. That's where that's what's happening over there. Okay. The M is.
You see that it's coming from Ima. I said before that.
It's yeah, it's coming. Only Ima can build up the. Yeah. Nimsa. Yeah. What is the name? Vehem ispashtim? Vehem ispashtim midas ulemale besod ochos. It goes all the way down to the das, goes back up the das, back up to Chochma Bina. Venimsu shem gvoi meadas. Chochma Bina is higher than das. Shelo oilam kol bechines Chochma Bina hem gvoi meadas. O maschil haova hanitka lalois vispashis meimat lemala. Mishneit side adas. Ve'acha from both sides of the das. Ve'acha shenasu l'shnei bochim dilei niskorim. As chozeza lahashpil yoda v'lemata v'kidako shekvah nigma mepasav leh ve'ein lo tzor lahagbiyam. Okay? And then at that point can Brave put down his arm. Because that's it. You build up the chokhmah bina. And that's the konim. The konim finish off the duchnim at that point. Yeah. Now, one very interesting point. Let me ask you a kasha. Where does Leah start compared to Zah? We said from the das.
That is from the das, but Chabad is the eye of the das.
It's Masha from here. But we know that the Rav tells us many different places that actually Leah stems from the das. All the way down to the chazal.
That maybe without the skin.
Oh, the truth is, this is the Rav Chaim Vital's kasha. Rav Chaim Vital himself, be'atzmo chvodo asked his kasha, and it's brought down over here. And where is he asked the kasha? He says, "Muvo b'shar rachav le'er perg beis." Shishur komas leahu mekese deza ad chazer. Machshe marcho mishah Yaakov leah perg dalet. Within very, very close by. Shemitchiz leahi midas deza b'tzorachin. B'tzorachin, b'lai b'tzorachin. Ve'ev shishu yuvan ima shenizbar b'mokum acher ad kan loshon Rav Chaim Vital. So he doesn't answer this question. It's a very shrek kasha. The Rav tells us that the beginning of Leah starts from the Medas Deza, and sometimes it's the Kesed Deza. So I'll tell you, a Maskir Sholem. Maskir Sholem gives a very nice test. He says as follows. Let me read out to you. Zav she alpi ma she mevua beperkim she ali de birkas konim nasi la chum kenege chum deza. A mistama gam kitra kenege kitro ki ale dei tfilas Yisrael. Yesh lelea liya ad kesed deza. Ma shekosef leel perek dala she'en aliyah lelea yoyse medaz, aynu me'aleah, shelo yedifi tvilas Yisrael. Vayero, mazgir, baruch shekavanta, bidiyuk, so he's the Rav. When they're talking about Leah starts from over here, from the das downward, that's without our intervention. Of Birkas Kohanim, but when we start Birkas Kohanim, the Leah even rises up and above that. She her keser is mamish by the keser of Zah. Gavalta. Let's go back to Ubeze Tovin Gamkein Tov Hatam. Tov etav etuv tam lama nishtanu zrod za. This is what you asked at the beginning. Liyos na'im v'nadid v'nifsoki mishar evorim. The arms are a very strange barrier compared to the rest of the body. Ve'en kav yomim esmol shleimim milemal elemate bilti efzeg al yedei kav imtsoi. Kav imtsoi is direct, right? You have the das, which is on top of the tiferon, your sword and the nest. Straight down, the arms are the only ones that go up and down, all this fluctuation. Why is it? Why are they able to build your arms? Why don't they stick it to the side of your body? We want to build land. The only way we can start building land is through having the ability to raise up our hands in order to create land. That's why he gave this fluctuation, this access to move our hands. V'od yesh v'zeh tam acher, shu'u l'tzor zah b'atzmo, k'day sh'lo yonku ha'klipus mimenu k'nizke le'el. What?
We don't do it yet.
Yeah, but we didn't. It's really in Shakavonis and Nitzilas Sedayim, where we find that we don't want the shefa, which is seeping up in your hands. Mm-hmm. So we wash our hands in the morning to take away the klipus. Right? We have a tumor called makefis. Gemara on Shabbos, that she jumps from hand to hand. That's why we wash her hands, b'sirugim, because at the end of the sixth time she gets tired and she goes away. But she jumps. That's why we always try to catch her. So that's one nikud. They take away the klipas, but they're still hanging under your nails. So when the shefa is coming out, what we do is we redirect the shefa. We put it up by our heads. That's what it's saying. You say the bracha, remember? While your hands are still wet, that way when the shefa comes out, it's going back into your chabad and back into the guf. That's where none of the shefa spills over to the klipas. So that's why we're also, the Eibishter has made our arms to what it is in order to save us from giving over the shefa to the klipas, and therefore allows us to bring them up as well. So that's the in and why our hands are how they look like. Good, Gevalt, we finished now Shah. Yaakov Velea, since next time we'll be doing a new Shah called Shah Rachel Velea, a different Shah altogether. Okay, good. Tell to